Brilliant. Thank you, Mark, so much. It's great to be with you all this morning, and great to be here live and speaking to you in person. And my thought for the day, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Mark, you're a bit of a music fan, so you probably know that I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, written by Irving Berlin and sung by Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra in the film Happy Holidays, is the best-selling song ever. And I wonder what it is about it that makes it such a popular classic. Perhaps it's partly because of the crooning voices, but also because a white Christmas is so rare that it's like England winning a major football tournament. It's so rare that I think it sort of taps into childhood memories and fairy tales. Proper snow on the ground has only happened 4 times in 51 years, although apparently all it takes is for one flake of snow to land on the top of the Met Office to count for a white Christmas. Apparently it's Charles Dickens who is to blame. He wrote a lot about snowy Christmases, probably inspired by his childhood growing up in the coldest decade in England for more than a century, when the Thames froze over in the early 19th century. Well, Mark, hopes of having a white Christmas this year are actually looking fairly unlikely. In October, the bookies were getting worried that it was looking very likely to be a white Christmas. But looking at the BBC's current forecast for Christmas, it's looking like a balmy 6 degrees, but we will see. Maybe it's the lack of snow on most Christmas days that breeds a kind of bah humbug feeling of disappointment for many. Christmas is not all that it's cracked up to be. It's not what it once was. Perhaps for some of the listeners this year, rather than a white Christmas, it's going to be a hard Christmas, or a cold Christmas, or a sad Christmas. Well, can I remind us all what it's all about? The birth of a little baby, which is always the sign of new beginnings, who came to be our saviour. He came to love us, to care for us, to rescue us, to bring us hope. God come to earth. That should warm our hearts, even at -8°C. Jesus is never disappointing. His love doesn't melt away like the snow. It's not just something for our distant memories or our childhoods. He will never let us down, never let us go. If we follow him, he'll wash our sins whiter than snow. And as real angels put it to real shepherds all those years ago about the real baby, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord.